What's the Story Pekin welcomes the three candidates for Pekin Mayor, Mary Burris, Becky Cloyd, and Dave Nutter. Each one was given a short list of topics to cover, a short bio, why they are running, and three things on their agenda on day one. Each was interviewed separately, and all recordings were released simultaneously. We hope you find the information contained in each podcast informative and helpful. Today, our guest is Dave Nutter, the third name on the ballot for Pekin Mayor. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you, Gary. Thanks for asking me to be here today.
Great. Well, I sent ahead of time the three different topics we were going to discuss, the first of which was to get to know you a little bit. So tell us about yourself, where you grew up, went to school, your career, and your family.
Sure. Glad to. Well, unfortunately or fortunately, however we look at it, I was born and raised in Peoria. Went to Woodruff High School, graduated from there, went on to what was then Mid-State College, got an associate's degree in business administration, which was very entertaining at that time of year. Along with that, I joined the Army National Guard in 67, 68, in that time frame, obviously the Vietnam War. So
sure.
I spent my tenure in the Army National Guard and still lived in Peoria. Ended up playing a lot of baseball, softball, all kinds of athletics as best I could. So grew up in Peoria, moved to Pekin. I had two daughters by a first marriage and then four with my previous wife here who just passed away from pancreatic cancer. So we got six girls. That's why I got gray hair, but I at least still have hair. And this will probably floor some people. I got 17 grandkids.
Wow.
And 15 great-grandkids.
Oh, my gosh.
So Christmas time is an awful lot of fun. Sporting events all year round, so that's the family side. As far as the work side of it, I started working when I was 15 years old in a flower shop in Peoria. Never thought I'd go down that career path for a while, but I spent almost 6 years full-time and part-time doing that. Learned a lot of business, the good side and the bad side, how to buy stuff, how to sell stuff. Communication, number one, because back then it was all phone calls most of the time. So that was interesting. The majority of my career is Caterpillar. My dad was a career Caterpillar person. I got on at Mapleton, Caterpillar Foundry, and spent a total of 32 years at Cat, 30 of them basically at Mapleton in varying degrees. Started out with a salaried job, went to a union job, back to a salaried job, then up into the management ranks, and had almost every department I could think of worked in it, all the way from the accounting department, planning, quality, purchasing, and anything in between. We had a program there for cost reduction program, it was called, and I oversaw that for 10 years. Millions of dollars to be saved in the foundry. Then there was an opportunity came up. They're going to build a new foundry, seal ring foundry, in Toccoa, Georgia. I had no idea where Toccoa, Georgia was, but I was on the ground floor of both doing the planning, implementing it, building it, opening it up, helped manage it. And my wife and I spent 2 years, almost 2.5 years down there starting up that facility. Also had the responsibility of machine shop quality. So once we made it, we shipped it to a machine shop that was an hour away. So I was the liaison person for that. Very rewarding. So time to retire from Cat. A lot of takeaways were coming. So we moved back to Pekin. And we pretty much did nothing for a year and thought, this is not retirement because one of us is going to kill each other. We've got to do something. So my wife that time worked at Walmart. She goes back to East Peoria. They hired her immediately. They wanted to know what I was doing. He says, he's sitting out there just waiting. Well, 7 years later, after working full time again, I retired from Walmart. Mainly worked in Morton. Again, it was in a grassroots startup greenfield site, so got all the insight from building, stocking, the whole bit. Mainly, I ended up responsible for inventory control, stocking the store, unloading trucks. And yes, I have been a cart pusher. And yes, I have been a door greeter at Walmart. Mm-hmm. For those that, you know, want to throw that at me, I can say I did that. So, so after that, I decided it's time to really retire. So I did retire and have spent the last, obviously, number of years on the council, but I've gone to every possible sporting event you can imagine, including archery. And that is as exciting as watching paint dry. So that's pretty much the background.
Well, then what motivated you to decide to run for mayor? I know you run the council, so.
Yes.
Share a little bit of that.
I debated a long time. I always liked politics. My dad was in politics in Peoria on the grassroots level, doing the grunt work, I would say. He was big into a particular party, and as I grew up, we didn't always see eye to eye. So I decided after retirement, what am I going to do? And I always liked politics. I like history. So I thought, I'm going to start watching city council meetings on TV. Got a lot of information. Didn't always agree with what was there, as most politics are. So I spent a year watching it on TV, then decided to go to the meetings. Mm-hmm. I knew the agenda, knew how to find stuff, knew how to research stuff. Started sending some questions into the council members and staff, and never got any responses. And I thought, this is not right. Part of the process is communication. You know, effective communication in a timely manner. I thought, why am I not getting any of this? Well, after that, some people convinced me, well, you're into it. You know what's, you think you know what's going on. So I decided to run for council. Again, numbering on the ballot, I was the fourth name on the ballot, and the top three got elected. It's just seems to be the trend. You know,
sure.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3 wins. So, so then I went on, and they had a person resign from the council. So at that time, they did a resume process. Send in my resume, see what happens. And the council chose me to fulfill an empty seat. And it's just been going forward since, finding a lot of very interesting facts, how the city truly runs, how it operates, how it has to coordinate, a lot of things that I would have never guessed would happen. So that's where I am today, and decided to run for mayor.
Good for you. How many years have you been on the council?
This will be 4.
Okay.
4 years. So
okay.
I got that odd
sure.
thing in there. So
sure. I got you.
Yeah.
So if elected, what are the three issues that'll be on your agenda beginning on day one?
On day one, I have two that are fairly equal. I'd like to contact all the outstanding or the mayors in all the cities around here. Reconnect with those cities. We've lost some continuity there. Definitely want to do that. At the same time, depending where we are city manager wise, because we have a interim city manager right now, is to sit down, take a look at his philosophies, what he wants to do, where does it fit in the overall plan. And that leads into some of the other issues. We got to have a plan. We basically right now don't have a good long-term plan. We're good at putting fires out, but we haven't been all that great trying to plan ahead. And I guess the biggest shocker that came out of that just recently was trying to purchase vehicles. Mm-hmm. Brand new fire apparatus now is up to 3 years to get one. So if you end up issuing an order to buy one today, you're going to get it 3 years from now.
Wow.
I did not realize that big of a drag. So that's a long-term plan for any department. We've got issues with supply chains. Everybody's heard it. somewhere along the line, we've all experienced it. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing some of that today, even within the city. So that's kind of the one of the issues. Need to sit down and also talk to the department heads. Every department's got their own little niche thing they want to do. But I grew up with the training and the education. You got to have a plan, and everybody under you's got to have a plan. You got to have a goal, and you got to have a time frame to meet that goal, which ties in to the top of the pyramid. What's the ultimate that we want to achieve as a city? And without a plan from each one of those departments, you can't achieve the ultimate goal. Everybody's going their own direction.
Sure.
So that's probably the top three: communication, effective communication, timely communication will help put things back together so we're all moving forward and being progressive on the same step. Mm-hmm. Instead of, well, I'm three steps behind and I can't catch up, now I need more people.
Sure.
And more people cost money, and costing money costs taxpayers, me and you and everybody in town. So that's probably the top three.
Gotcha.
Get the communication with the people. Yes.
Well, I know there'll be a 4, 5, and 6 and other things that happen. It just comes with the job. But
yes. Yes, it does. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you stepping up and running. It takes a lot for people nowadays to make that commitment. And thank you for being here. And I want to thank the listeners for joining us today. I want to thank our friends here at Pekin Library, as always, for providing us the space here in the Passport Room to record these conversations. I want to thank my sound man, as I always do, Mike Eaton, for the great job he does. And encourage everybody to vote on April 4th. It's probably the most sacred gift we have as citizens, and it's important for everyone to participate. As always, if you have thoughts, ideas, comments, send them to us at pekinpodcast@gmail.com. And again, thanks for listening, and have a great day.